When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Palmer's just annoying me today.
Yep.
That was your lot in life, just to come in today and annoy me, because Australians should be saying, yo, instead of ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls, according to the United Nations, which has intensified its push for gender-neutral language. So you get up at a meeting and you have to say, hello, yo.
Yeah, look, you are taking that. You don't have to say yo. You just...
Well, what do you have to say?
Something else.
What do you say?
Hello, mates, friends, hello.
Oh, so you reckon the women aren't going to be offended when you say mates?
Are you serious? You don't have any females that you call mates?
I don't like when women call me
mate. Hey, Kiara, our producer, yeah. I call you a mate.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
There
now,
you go.
What if I 13, was 27. To say to our producer, Kiara, look,
hey,
I'm
y'all.
Not happy with what's going out there at the producer's desk. You need a bit more manpower.
Okay. 13, 27, 10. Lizzie from Killarney Vale, punch some sense into him, please.
Hello, Liz.
Hey, Rob. How you doing? Hey, guys.
All right. What do you reckon about this gender-neutral
new
dictionary?
He's annoying.
Oh, Paddy, for once, mate, I've got your back. This is next-level ridiculous, all right?
Thanks, Lizzie.
We are born boys and girls. Yeah. We need to be addressed as boys and girls.
That's right.
And if someone come up to me and said, y'all, I'd be highly offended. That's rude.
Yeah.
Very rude.
We're not in America. We are not in America.
No.
Southern America at that.
Yo.
Mate, look at the state of the country right now. You'd be proud to be Australian. Be proud to be in Australia.
Absolutely. And you're
g'day,
a lady.
G'day, guys.
Yeah, g'day, guys. And I see nothing wrong. Oh, g'day, if you've kept people's name. G'day, guys. Women, who gives
g'day, guys. G'day, you know, mates.
G'day, mates.
You know, isn't that heaps more nice, approachable, instead of saying, yo.
Oh, no, no.
Not me like that.
Not with knob guts over there.
I agree. I just think if you sit in front of a crowd of people and you say, hello, ladies and gentlemen, then
that's
you...
lovely.
Yeah.
That's manners.
That's lovely.
That's beautiful manners.
That is beautiful
manners.
This gender-neutral stuff is next level. Ridiculous, out of control.
Absolutely. Lizzie, thank you so much for the
thanks,
call.
Thanks, Liz.
See you, boy.
Thank you. That's Stacey from Kincummer. G'day, Stace.
Hi, Stace.
Good morning, guys. How are you on this wet, dreary day?
How's it on the roads?
It's wet and it's slippery.
Okay, take it easy if you're travelling to Newcastle, Sydney,
yeah, that's
or
a good
just
chat.
Around the Central Coast.
Smartest thing you've said all day.
Now, Stacey, Kincummer, idiot who I work with, believes that we should be saying yo instead of ladies and gentlemen. Thoughts?
Well, Patty, I used to agree with you 100%. I'm like, if you're a boy or a girl, no matter what you do, you're still a boy or a girl, and why should that be a bad thing to be called a boy or a girl?
Yes.
But I have a friend who is a gender-neutral person and really got into a conversation with her about, well, can't say her, about her. And really started to understand what it meant to her to be called a girl when she didn't identify as a girl. And I also work in preschool, and I have a young boy who thinks he's a girl and very strongly identifies as a female. And it has changed my view on why we don't say boy and girl and ladies and gentlemen.
But if someone identifies as a girl, that means that they identify as a girl, so you can call them a girl. If someone identifies as a boy, can't you then call them a boy?
Yeah, so there's
but
a lot
what if they don't identify as either? What if they are neutral? What if sometimes they want to be a girl and sometimes they want to be a boy? Does it matter?
So therefore, for, say, a handful... I don't know how you can't identify as a woman or a man.
Sometimes the needs of the one.
So for one person, we've got to change everything. So for one person, we've got to change everything. Is that what you're saying?
Does it
hurt? More than one person. There's more than one person now, Patty.
Thank
you. And look, Patty, I used to be 100% with you. Like, this is just too weird. You're a boy or a girl. But why do we have to label people? Why can't we say that person is just and use their name?
All right, well, can't we say...
It doesn't hurt anyone to be called a group of people, to be called folks, to be called mates.
Can't we say, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and gender neutral? What about that? So everyone...
We go down the whole alphabet again, LGBTQ,
But they still identify as a woman or a man, but for the gender neutral one...
But not in that crowd.
Oh.
Yep, that's
don't
right, Stace. In
don't
that
agree.
Crowd, they'd be the only person that felt like they weren't being spoken to.
Yep.
Patty, and if you don't feel like you don't belong, then then you have a lot of issues to deal with.
Well, sorry,
the whole principle of being human is that we belong somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that is right. But do we, okay, for, say, I don't know, how many people do you know, I don't know anyone who doesn't identify as a man or a woman?
You don't know. I've just asked a Palmer.
What about you? Don't try and put me in a you Palmer. How many people do you know who does not who does not identify as a man or a woman?
How many people are there in the world?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Palmer. How many?
I know. Tell me how many. 0.0001%
How many people do you know, Stacey?
I don't know many people in the world.
I know quite a few, but isn't it important that we include those few?
That's Stace from Kincumber. What are your thoughts? Look, we'll look at this later on. Thank you, Stace from Kincumber.
It's got you fired right up.
No, it hasn't got me fired up. All I'm saying is, can't we say that then, ladies and gentlemen, and a gender neutral at the start of a at the start of a conference or something like that?
Yeah, you know what it is. I think it's just the ease of ladies and gentlemen because it rolls off the tongue because it's been happening for so long.
Well, it's better than saying y'all. That's all I'm saying.